Next man up, 102.5 The Game, Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Parker Kelly, talking college football here in hour number two. And we are now thrilled to go to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, to be joined by Scott Ramsey from the Music City Bowl. Scott, really appreciate you taking some time. Excited for this game coming up just 2 weeks from today. It's coming up quick, Tennessee and Illinois over at Nissan Stadium.
Yeah, it really is. We're looking forward to it. Always, it's a great opportunity to have the Vols in town and know their fans will turn out, and also a great opportunity for the first time ever to host Illinois. And it's hard to believe that it'll be the first time these two schools have ever played on a football field, and we're looking forward to seeing the game in a couple weeks.
Right, and Illinois, great season under Brett Bielema. And for Tennessee coming in, I'm sure for your bowl game, it's always advantageous to have the Vols come in. So many fans already in Nashville. It's an easy trip for anybody who wants to make the little trip over for New Year's from East Tennessee. I'm sure that it's always great to have the Vols in this game.
Yeah, it is. I think, in perspective, it's our 28th year, and, I think it's always there's always some years that really is a nice fit for a team locally. We've had Vandy a couple times, and this would be the fourth time in the 28 years we've had Tennessee. So I think anytime you talk to other cities that have bowls that have a real dominant fan base like Tennessee does here, that it's probably not something that you want to do every year for either side. But this year really felt like it was the right mix and a chance to play Illinois. We're going to see a lot of the players play and quarterbacks, and a chance to have some of the fans that aren't always able to get to Knoxville here in Middle Tennessee to kind of come out and see the Vols play. So this year just seemed like a really nice fit, and we're excited about it.
Again, the Liberty Mutual Music City Bowl coming up December 30th at 4:30 p.m. Tennessee and Illinois. And Scott, I know that bowl games, there's always so much surrounding it for fans. What can fans look forward to if they are planning on making the trip out here to Nashville to watch the game?
Well, it's funny. We're hearing a lot from Illinois fans that, obviously, we saw a lot of them for the basketball game just a couple of weeks ago at Bridgestone Arena, and I think they've realized that we don't have to create a lot of things in Nashville for fans to do on Broadway with the live music and the entertainment. But I think there are a couple things. I think the people that don't come out or hear very often, we do a battle of bands the night before and really kind of make that a fan festival kind of event. That's typically a big alumni party night. We close down Broadway and do the bands. And then also, I always encourage people, if you don't, even if you're local, you don't get a chance to go out to Gaylord Opryland during Christmas season. It's always a great destination. But, our live music kind of carries the week, and we're certainly looking forward to having the Battle of Bands tonight before the game. And then, like you mentioned, a great time slot for us with ESPN this year. 5:30 Eastern is a great time to get maximum viewers for our new title sponsor in Liberty Mutual. And all things seem to be really lined up pretty well for us this year.
Scott Ramsey's on the line with us. Scott, yeah, you mentioned about the Battle of the Bands. That's kind of one of the big things that I look forward to every year when the Music City Bowl takes place here in Nashville. But especially with these two bands in Tennessee and Illinois, you're going to get that atmosphere that everybody loves about college football.
Yeah, there's something about Broadway being shut down with about 800 to 900 college band members kind of jammed in there on one block and playing, kind of reverberating off the building. So it's a really cool night, and certainly it's a night that we can kind of showcase downtown, and especially for fans that don't come very often, it's a great destination.
Every year this takes place here in Nashville. Just what is something for you that you always look forward to when the Music City Bowl rolls around this time of season?
I think it's the seniors that are playing their last game that maybe don't have the NFL on their radar, but last time they're going to put the uniform on, and a chance to see them at the team meeting, and then usually a couple times during the week at some team activities that, I think it's pretty special in them, as we all can relate to the last time you do something with a bunch of your buddies, close your career out. It's always always makes you feel pretty good about putting the game on, and that's certainly one thing that always kind of sticks out every year for me.
And I think that's a great point. And I know there's been a lot of conversation about teams opting out of bowl games and the bowl system as a whole, but as someone who works in it, that has to be a really special part of playing in these bowl games, is the opportunities it gives for these players who, again, could be the last time they ever put a football uniform on.
Yeah, I think sometimes we kind of miss the stories there of it's still college. I certainly think the the playoffs and the people going to NFL and opting out and being ready for that. But it's such a small percentage of these guys are addressing 110 to 125 players. So, you know, if there's a small percentage that are going to be really elite players going to NFL, it's one thing. But I think we've all kind of gone through the college experience. And to imagine, 90 to 100 of them that are kind of being in here playing and enjoying the trip and doing something with their family and their teammates, it's pretty cool. So, you know, I think we miss the college aspect of that sometimes and get kind of hung up on the real elite players and elite programs. So, and certainly I think we got to look. I mean, I we're not putting our head in the sand a little bit on the kind of how postseason is going to be. I mean, I think it's still up in the air. They got to make some decisions by the end of January on expansion of the playoff system. And if so, what's the whole, playoff or what's the whole postseason model going to look like with the playoffs? And, what are the CFP, non-CFP bowls like us going to have? What role do they want us to have? And so I think there's a lot of things that kind of go forward. But to this point, I think it's really an important event. It's an event that's important for the players still, and I know it's a great event for our city to host.
Yeah, Scott, on that note, the FCS National Championship is going to be held at Vanderbilt this year, from my knowledge. It just yep. with those numbers, along with the Music City Bowl, and you talked about the expansion of the playoff, how do you think that will help bode well for the Music City Bowl and the future of college football?
That's a good question. I tell you, we're excited about it. I mean, I think we've got the bid for 2 years. We're hosting a First Bank Stadium at Vanderbilt. Semifinals are Saturday, so we'll know our two teams on Saturday night. Couldn't be more excited about it. The excitement, the atmosphere, and the fan passion that we saw in Frisco last year, I can't wait to have Nashville experience that. And, you got two teams that they're playing for a national championship. And regardless of the level, quote unquote, it's called. It's for a national championship at a collegiate level, and they're good football teams, and I think people are really going to enjoy the level of football if they can come out and see it. I think overall, you look at it from a city's perspective, which is our job. We got the Music City Bowl rolling in. You got New Year's Eve, and then you got FCS. So we've really made it a great week of kind of music and sports.
Scott Ramsey from the Music City Bowl is our guest. Again, the Liberty Mutual Music City Bowl, 4:30 on December 30th, Tennessee and Illinois. Last one for you, Scott. I know it has to be exciting, too, that a new stadium is going to be opening up across the Cumberland. And I'm sure that leads to a whole lot more opportunities for the Music City Bowl moving forward and likely leads to a lot warmer Music City Bowl moving forward once the new stadium opens up.
Good point. Yeah, it will be warmer. But it opens up a lot of doors for us. I think we've all talked about some of the major national events that we weren't able to pursue as a city because of venue and because of weather. Now that's gone. When you look at Super Bowls, national championships, CFP games, Final Fours, those kind of things. So certainly looking forward to those opportunities, and hopefully we'll have some of those lined up pretty soon.
Scott, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. Really looking forward to this game coming up day before New Year's Eve, December 30th, 4:30 p.m., Tennessee and Illinois in the Liberty Mutual Music City Bowl. We'll be tuned in and appreciate you again taking some time.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Merry Christmas. We don't talk to you.
Merry Christmas. Scott Ramsey, our guest today here on Next Man Up from the Liberty Mutual Music City Bowl, Tennessee and Illinois, coming up on December 30th. We'll take a quick break. We'll talk more college football on the other side. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Parker Kelly, Next Man Up, 102.5 The Game.